Day 3 of the Virginia Film Festival, and I am sitting across from Erica Arvelt, who is the chair of the Charlottesville, Virginia Production Alliance, the CVPA. We already did an interview earlier. So we've learned a bit about the VPA in Virginia and the event that's going on this afternoon. But I'd like to hear more about your perspective of the event and what the Charlottesville VPA is doing.
Sure. I moved here 6 years ago from Los Angeles, where I had a career in very large Hollywood films. And when I moved here, I felt like they're discovering I did some hunting for about 5 years and discovered an amazing, wonderful underground film community, film, video, audio, people that were very passionate and very talented at what they did.
And by underground, you don't mean they actually lived in hovels and caves?
Not living in hovels, no, but close to it, some of them, no. There were also a group of people that like myself, worked in Los Angeles and lived in Charlottesville. And we all had the same thinking, why are we working in Los Angeles? Why don't we work in Charlottesville and in Virginia when we can stay with our families? Right. So upon, you know, a lot of reflection and a lot of investigating, I thought that providing some sort of infrastructure for the community of Charlottesville and Southwest Virginia might help legitimize those who wanted to go beyond their auteur talents and provide a resource for networking and education, etc. And simultaneously, the then president of the Virginia Production Alliance happened to be a very good friend of mine, and she said, well, you want to do the same thing that the VPA is doing. Why don't you chair a chapter? And so 5 years later, I finally said yes and met with so many of these filmmakers and video talents that and actors and whatnot that I thought maybe there would be a need for it. And I will do it as long as they want me to do it, frankly. And we have education programs. We hit the ground running in March, and we really...
I remember it was just March of this year, and already your membership has just exploded, hasn't it?
It has. I am impressed and amazed that there are so many talented folks that are interested in this kind of an organization. I mean, it's a nonprofit organization. We have essentially three, you know, we unite, as you know, video, audio, new media, and film, and we are non-exclusive. So people who just want to support the film industry, think it's good for the economy, et cetera, can be members. And the other three things that we do specifically is we do help with legislative issues and help on Film Day and tell people how good film business. And it doesn't need to be a huge film. That's where there's a disconnect. I mean, I do one-day shoots of corporate videos that bring in thousands of dollars, sure. Tens of thousands of dollars. And so it's not just the big, big feature films. There is a lot of other kind of work that is to be done in this area. And as a matter of fact, since the CVPA started really educating and encouraging people to kind of come out of their auteur, you know, basements. As that, there's another group in town called the Filmmakers Republic that is constantly working, and the idea is that no one gets paid, but we work and sharpen our craft, and then we're ready. You know, because you have to practice. You know, actors have to practice all the time. They go to class. Like, what do shooters do?
Is it like the farm team?
and exactly. And so between those two organizations, as well as the amount of filmmakers that have kind of come out of the woodwork, there was a director actually out of Florida who called and said he needed to do a two-day shoot here. He was bringing the whole crew from New York, but he just needed me to produce one portion of it. He wanted to hire me. I said, great. Well, are you coming here to Location Scout? He said, yes. I said, can I introduce you to some filmmakers that I think would be great, a DP and whatnot? And he said, sure, I can meet some people. And he met them, and the next day he said, don't worry, we're not bringing a soul from New York. We're doing it all in Charlottesville. And we had a two-day shoot, and he spent over $10,000 here. And that is just because we're all constantly working, constantly sharpening our skills, learning the terminology. No, we're not union. Yes, we're grassroots. Mm-hmm. But it's meaning something. And work begets work is the bottom line. So that is the basis for why I feel passionate about the Charlottesville chapter. And it's every chapter has their own flavor, and that is really Charlottesville chapter. It's about working now in whatever capacity.
And this has been a real controversy in bringing films to other states, and the states that, you know, provide all these tax incentives and so forth, is, you know, the regions will say, well, it's great for economy because all these, you know, all these people come in, the production crew comes in, you know, they spend money in our restaurants, they spend money in our hotels, and you get this influx of money, but then they leave, you know, and they come in, and, you know, they bring in their own drivers from Los Angeles when you have people right here in the area who you know are not only, you know, certified drivers, but they know the area better than someone from LA does. So what you're doing is creating a market here. So when someone comes in to make a film, they don't have to bring in crews from New York.
Exactly. And you can, I mean, they're on Movie Magic, which is the most prevalent software in terms of scheduling and producing and whatnot. You can look, and Virginia is one crew deep. Mm-hmm. And that means that one very large Hollywood film can be crewed up here by people and no deeper. And so my next mission for this next year is to change that to two crews deep, because I think we have educated people, but, you know, we help each other, these big Hollywood films, mm-hmm. because when they come in, the people that have been working more grassroots, who perhaps haven't been exposed to the Hollywood films, they get to hear what cheese plates are and Hamiltons are and the lingo and those things, and they learn from that. And so as long as, and what's so wonderful about Charlottesville anyway, is those people who are working still in Los Angeles and live in Charlottesville, they are, for the most part, all members of the CVPA as well. And so they are sharing their expertise with those that are learning. And so we need each other. I mean, the big Hollywood movies and the independent movies need each other, I think, and education especially. But absolutely. I think it's $13 per dollar or something that it brings back in if you spend a dollar on a film. And I did a movie earlier this year called House Hunting. I produced it. We brought 7 actors from L.A. All the rest were, every crew member, every other actor was from the Virginia area. Well, maybe 99% of them were from the Virginia area. And we made a film that is literally being edited and composed right now. And I'm really proud of it. And I can't believe we did it here. People in L.A. want to do that. People in L.A. call me every day and say, I wish I was in Virginia doing what you're doing. I'm so sick of the system here and so sick of, you know, beating the pavement. And I say, I'm still beating the pavement. I'm just doing it while I'm having a very happy life.
Right. Okay. So we're hearing about, you know, You spent years in L.A. and then came here, and you were going back and forth, filmmakers coming down from New York. So you have a pool of people who have experience in the film industry on the coast. But what about, you know, what if someone is listening to this podcast and they think, well, this is something I'd like to do. I'd like to be, you know, on a film crew. You know, I'd like to get this experience. But, you know, I live here. I've always lived here. I've never gone to New York. I've never gone to L.A. But I'd like to break into the business.
Well, then so they should go to our website, mm-hmm. CVILLEVPA.com.
CVILLEVPA.com.
And on that website, they should become a member and come to our educational meetings.
And what does it cost to become a member?
Oh, a membership for 1 year, if you're a student, is $15. If you're an individual, $40. And if you would like to be a corporate member, it's $125. And if
I think most people can afford
that. If you join now, your membership is good through the end of 2011.
You said something very important, that the CPVA is for film professionals, but it's also for film supporters, people who just want to support the making of films in Virginia.
You know what's amazing is people have become members and they've said, you know, I've just always been interested in film. I like film. I want to support it. And is there anything I can do? I'm not a filmmaker. I'm not a camera person. I'm not an actor. And they come and they go to the sessions and the educational seminars or some of our gatherings, and they somehow become involved in some way, shape, or form, whether they're a PA on a project, whether they come and they help with the membership table. It is all about uniting. And my own work ethic is, I am never feeling as united with people as when we're being productive. When we're working, being productive, having fun, and having a ball because we're of like mind, that for me is it. So, and that seems to be, you don't have to have a background in film at all. But I have to say, and I also have a phrase that I call it, when you when you fall down the rabbit hole, because really there have been more people who are just ancillary interest, et cetera, become members, start getting involved with the stuff going on, and then all of a sudden 2 weeks later they look at me and they're like, oh no. And I'm like, yeah, it's called the bug in Hollywood. Here you fall down the rabbit hole.
Right.
There, I am amazed every day when I go into the office and people call. People call, I get emails. They're like, how can I help? Oh, you're having an event. You know what? I work at a pizza shop. Let me see. Why don't we donate pizza? Why don't we give you a half price for this? Why don't we get, like, it is amazing that I don't ask. People just keep offering, and I love that. And that's my gauge of people wanting this to happen, frankly.
And that's Charlottesville, isn't it?
It's a fantastic community. I love living here.
All right. Well, we're glad you're back. We're glad you're here this afternoon, and we're very glad that you came by to talk to us.
Thanks so much.